Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington show brought to you by EMP 180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's emp180weightloss.com. Joining us right now in the Mattress Warehouse Hotline, our buddy Steve Buckhance, the voice of the Wizards on NBC Sports Washington. Good morning, Buck.
Broadcast brethren, what's happening?
Hey, hello.
Buck's going on. What are you doing in Toronto besides check your bed sheets and everything?
When it rains from Friday to Tuesday, not much.
A lot of drinking.
Any good restaurants up there?
A lot of drinking.
Well, there's some great restaurants because, you know, you got all these French cooks up there and they know what they're doing.
Right.
And some fabulous places. However, I'm not as big a fan as a lot of people are.
Oh, really?
I used to be back in the day when Phil and I used to run around up there, but I don't do that anymore. So it's like New York City with no personality.
Oh, really? Jeez.
Toronto stinks. I'm crossing that off my list of places to visit.
We've got sort of
I wouldn't run up there. I mean, you know, first of all, I guess in the summertime it's nice. But when we go, for 21 years, I never saw the sunshine.
Yeah.
So,
let me ask you this. What's worse, Toronto or Sacramento?
Well, at least Sacramento, you're in California and the weather's decent most of the time. There's not a lot to do there either. But there are some other cities that would be well below those lists. I'm not going to name them, but, you know.
Oh, yeah. Cleveland.
He did have a lot of downtime because there was not just one day off. There were 2 days off between games one and two.
Oh, my God. It was unbelievable. And, again, and I'm telling you, when we got on the bus after customs to go down, and that's a long ride from the airport. People complain that Dulles is a long ride in, which it can be, you know, once you hit the traffic. But that's Toronto's brutal. The bus driver said, I said, you know, how long has it been like this with the rain and the snow and everything? He said, since October.
Oh.
So, you know, and it did. It rained and it snowed for 5 days until finally the last day, Tuesday, when we were going to the arena, the sun broke out. So it was pretty rough. But, you know, we stay in a nice hotel. So, look, I'm happy to be there.
Well, Buck, you're blowing any chance of getting any Canada Board of Tourism sponsorship ads after this first 2 minutes.
I'm sure this will get back to him. Look, I love, you know, the people are really nice, and the hotel we stay in is beautiful. So, and we went to a couple of great restaurants. So I'm not complaining that much.
Yeah,
but then
just
you had to watch. Then you had to watch the Raptors just rain threes all
you
over
might
the Wizards.
About that.
I don't know what that deal is. I mean, against the Wizards during the regular season. Their third worst three-point shooting percentage was against Washington after, I think, Golden State and somebody else, Memphis maybe. So I don't know where that came from, but that's how they play now. You know, they didn't used to play like that. They used to just depend on DeRozan and Lowry or whatever. Now it's wide open, and it worked for them. It's worked for them beautifully this season. Obviously, they had 59 wins and franchise best, and they just – best record in the East, so they're good, man. They, you know, I think they have a real good shot to go to the Eastern Conference Finals.
Who's their GM? Is it Bobby Webster?
No.
Who's their GM, Toronto's?
Massey Ujiri.
Oh, okay. How long has he been there? He's putting together a nice little squad. I mean, you mentioned DeRozan and Lowry, but those other parts, I mean, they're all contributing big time.
They're deep, man. They are really deep. I mean, and he's not afraid to go to anybody. They all work for him, too. So, obviously, in game one, DeLon Wright was ridiculous, hitting shots. C.J. Miles, we know, is deadly.
Yep.
You know, you get rid of one big guy in Valanciunas, you bring in this Jakob Poeltl guy in. And then they even played Lucas Noguera, who doesn't do a lot, but, you know, he's a seven-footer.
He has face tattoos.
He does. He's got them everywhere.
I looked at his box score. I think it was from the last game. I think he played like 3 or 4 minutes. He scored no points. He had 5 fouls. He had more fouls than he did minutes played.
Really?
No, you're right.
He has a tattoo above his eyebrow.
Yeah. I played just a little more, Nate, and then 5 minutes. You're right. He had five fouls. So he does that. And then the guy that hasn't really done anything in this series, of course, he didn't play in the first game, is this kid, Fred VanVleet, who just destroyed the Wizards all season long. And he's a good player, but
he was
ineffective in the second game. First game, he was out with a sore shoulder. So, they bring this other kid, Siakam, off the bench, and Norman Powell hasn't done much, but he can play. So they're really deep. And even the rookie that starts, Anunoby, is, productive. So, you look at their lineup, Serge Ibaka was a great, obviously, pickup for them when he came, and he's solid. He's a real solid player. So, they're good, man, and I don't know. The Wiz got to play some defense, Got to play some D somehow.
That was embarrassing, and they were getting killed on the boards. I get it when teams are draining threes. I mean, you got to contest them, but if they're going to make 30 footers, it's tough to beat a team like that. But man, how many easy looks did DeRozan have? Lowry, Valanciunas. I mean, they just had a lot. They were getting boards. That was just an ugly performance. Do you think that Toronto comes back down to earth with their three-point shooting on Friday night?
I wouldn't be surprised if they continue to shoot it well from three. Now, they didn't shoot it as well this last game. They shot 37%, which isn't bad, but they had 11 in the first half, which was outrageous. But then they only had two in the second half. So the Wizards did a much better job. Obviously, the third quarter was good for Washington. They outscored them 32-24. And at one point, in the fourth, they cut it to five, which was, admirable. Just couldn't get there. And the Wizards themselves, they didn't shoot badly. They shot 49% from the field for the game and made 10 of 22 threes, so that's not bad. But you're right, they got out killed on the boards. And they're really struggling to get looks. I mean, Bradley Beal, 3 of 11 from the field, 9 points. I think it's the first time in 35 straight playoff games he didn't score 10 or more points. So he's got to somehow get unleashed. But I think teams, and they've been doing this in the regular season too, teams just, they really go after him. They know John Wall's going to hurt him in some fashion, but I think they feel like we got to get to Bradley Beal and keep him from having a great game and make it really tough on him because he works hard to get free for shots, but he's having a difficult time getting shots and getting good looks. So, Toronto's a good team. Wiz got to play some defense. They got to try to get out there and play urgent, which I think they did better in the second game, but these are the playoffs, man. This is the time when you got to let it loose.
Buck, a guy that is getting good looks is Mike Scott, 34 points in just 54 minutes off the bench. He's shooting 14 of 20 from the field in this series. Do you think Brooks starts him and shakes up the starting lineup in game three? Is he more comfortable with him coming off the bench?
Well, I think you're more comfortable with him coming off the bench because the bench hasn't been tremendously productive. It's been better than it was last year. But obviously without Jody Meeks, it doesn't help any. Now, Ty Lawson was great the other night. I mean, I love to see that. And you're going to see more of him, clearly. Came in, his first shot was a three. He wound up making 4 3-pointers, which was awesome. Mike Scott, 7 of 10 from the field. So a second straight game where he's been tremendous. You could start him, I guess, but again, you got to have some help off the bench. So I don't know if he will. I guess he could. I'm happy with him coming off the bench and being productive, which he's been.
Yeah, because Toronto's bench is going to produce.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, we're going to find out what this team's all about because obviously if you lose at home game three, the season's over. I mean, they're not going to win. I don't think they're going to come back anyway. But, this is a spot on a Friday night at home. Place should be jammed. Should be packed. Should be some energy in the arena. And then you win a couple at home. You're right back in it.
Well, that's the key. And look, the Caps are in the same position, except they're on the road. And so they win tonight, and that thing's even. And now that's a best of three series, and they have home ice advantage. So the Wizards wouldn't have home court advantage if they could tie this thing up somehow. But it would be best two out of three. Mm-hmm. I don't know what their mindset is. I walked off the plane with John Wall the other night, and he seemed pumped up. He said, we're going to get this game Friday night. And by the way, I meant to ask you, remember in game one he fell and looked like he hurt his wrist?
Yes.
And the first thing I thought of, and he told me the first thing he thought of, was Atlanta a couple of years ago when he broke his bones in his hand.
Right.
But he said, well, actually what happened was Nogueira stepped on him, so he was okay. But he seemed kind of confident and kind of excited and almost like ready to go. So I don't know what that means, but hopefully that the whole team will feel that way and come out and get a win and cut this thing to 2-1. And then you know, it's such a cliche, but it's so true. You literally have to play one game at a time. And I mean, it sounds so stupid to say that because that's what you do, but you got to focus on one game, winning one game. Forget about the rest of the games. If you don't win this game tomorrow night,
right,
like you said, Lurch, you're down 3-0 and you're done.
You're done. Yep.
So you got to win. This is now game seven for them. You got to win this game Friday night. And just like the Caps have to win, they can't go down 3-1. So you got to do that.
We're joined by Steve Buckhantz, the voice of the Wizards on NBC Sports Washington. Kind of want your take on a couple things we were discussing earlier. So Jerry Brewer had an article in the Washington Post today where essentially kind of says that the Wizards team, they take things a little too casual. And then we also had comments, I don't know if you are aware of them, from Paul Pierce and Tracy McGrady on one of their ESPN shows where they said that if the Wizards don't advance to the conference finals, they're going to have to break up Wall and Beal. Give us your take on both of those.
Well, the casual thing, you know, may have been, you know, their description or MO, if you want to call it that, earlier in the season or maybe even going into the season, although I didn't see a whole lot of it. But what I didn't see throughout the course of the year was them being consistently urgent on the court, you know, playing. And that's why what's the difference?
Yeah, between urgency and just too casual. I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think one thing is one of them is a mindset. The other is actual physical play on the court. And I just think that, you know, the team lost so many games that they could have or should have won during the course of the early season. And we knew it would come back to haunt them. I knew it would.
Mm-hmm.
It always does.
Right.
But it actually came down to the final game where if they beat Orlando, they play Boston in the first round instead of Toronto. Now, some of your listeners may think, well, that's not much better than playing Toronto. Well, it is, because they beat Boston 3 out of 4 times this year, and Boston's banged up, obviously. And it's different in the playoffs, I understand that, but they would have had a better shot against Boston than Toronto.
Right.
So anyway, having said that, those losses hurt them. And I think that casual play or thinking you're too good or better than you are or thinking that all you have to do is go out on the court and you're going to win games, that doesn't work. When you're a good team, when you're in Oklahoma City or you're Golden State, for the most part of 82 games, you go out and you play with urgency and you play and,
right,
and you play hard and you win.
Yeah, they act like they have arrived. I mean, it's a fair criticism. Here's the thing, though, that bothers me, and I'm just so frustrated. I'm trying to, and I know you know, so are you. I'm just venting.
Yeah, I mean, look, we
just
all
venting.
Are. It's,
yeah,
but
here's the thing. They always say the right things after the game, and then nothing changes.
But every team says the right things. What team doesn't say the right
things?
Yeah, they
probably.
All say.
You're probably.
You know,
right.
Every athlete I've ever covered in 44 years in this business says the right thing. The question is, do you go out and do it?
Right.
You know, does it manifest itself on the court or on the ice or on the field or whatever it happens to be? So, you know, everybody's going to say the right thing. You have to then turn around and do it. So, I don't know about that. And then with regard to the second statements, that those guys made, I mean, after last year's playoffs, you know, you're one win away from the Eastern Conference Finals. And the same thing happened a couple of years before that. If John Wall doesn't break his hand, they probably beat Atlanta and go to the Eastern Conference Finals. So they've been close in 2 out of 4 years or whatever it is, very close. This year, I'm not sure, you know, why it didn't. You know, they won, 43 games this year and 49 the year before. So I'm not sure why it didn't pan out on the court.
Well, John's hurt.
That was huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he missed 41 games, so that's big, obviously, and people kind of tend to forget that. But I think that
Well, that was the major difference between last year and this year. Yeah,
absolutely. And do you break them up? I don't think so. I mean, Ted invested a lot of money in these guys, and John and Bradley and Otto. Obviously, that's the core that he wanted to keep together and build around. So, to me, I don't know if you trade one or break them up in some fashion, or you just try to add to the team somehow in free agency. I don't know money wise if they can do that, but there may have to be a trade made or something like that. But we'll see. We'll see what happens tomorrow night.
How about LeBron last night? Unbelievable, huh?
He's sick, man. I mean, and clearly he said, look, same thing that happened in game one is not happening in game two. And,
right.
and you know, when he wants to take over, and we've seen him do this throughout the course of his career, when he wants to or feels like he needs to take over, he just does.
Mm-hmm.
Having said that, I love the way Indiana's playing. I think they're great. You know, Victor Oladipo is special, man.
Yeah,
he is
really
good.
Yeah,
he is really good. And, you know, so they achieved what they wanted to do. They achieved a split on the road, and now they go back home for two. So I'm rooting hard for Indiana.
All right.
No question. Thanks, Buck.
Thank you, Steve.
All right,
appreciate
see if
it, buddy.
We get a win tomorrow.
All right, guys. We'll see you tomorrow.
Yep. Yeah, thanks,
man.
Buck. He's been in the
Take
business
care.
For 44 years.
Yeah.
By the way, we didn't.
He's an icon.
Good.
How old
He's
is
a legend.
It?
I don't know. He looks great. He did a bit a couple months ago.
His wife, Shelly's keeping him young.
He did a bit a couple months ago where he was like tweeting old photos where he was on set with like Gibbs, Brenner,
right.
Like icons, Warner Wolf.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And a young Buck. That is pretty cool.
Buck.
Yeah. Very cool. He's had an amazing career. You could tell he's frustrated. He's very frustrated.
Has to be frustrating. They gave up 44 in the first quarter.
Yeah, that's disgusting.
I got to think that they got to come out alive tomorrow.
You know,
if they have any heart at all.
Yeah, you're going to see max effort tomorrow
yes,
night.
You're going to see what LeBron did.
Yeah, but can
LeBron
they
said,
sustain
we're not
that.
Losing this game.
But can you, they sustain
Probably
that?
Probably not.
Like, I often see it with the Caps. Like, well, they'll come out flying in a court, and then one period, they just don't show up.
Okay, well.
They lose the game in second period.
It might be enough, and you would assume that the Raptors come back down to earth a little bit. I mean, they're going to hit 7 threes in the first 10 minutes? I don't know.
You're going with Duke theory. I like it.
All right, phone number you want to chime in. It is Open Line Thursday if you want to chime in on the Wizards or the Caps. 800-636-1067. We'll be right back.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, it's Open Line Thursday. We can weave in these phone calls. I don't know if we're going to do the entertainment page officially. There were a couple things that at least I can toss to you, EB, and maybe you can get further, that were interesting to me. Didn't John Cena split up with Nikki Bella?
And yes,
reports
one
have
of the
come
Bellas.
Out that he had a 75-page contract with her?
Correct.
Really?
Yeah. No wonder she nixed him.
He didn't want to get married.
It's a long deal.
Yeah, he didn't want to have kids. I think
when
she wanted to have kids.
When he divorced his wife back in 2012, he made it known, I'm not getting married again. It ain't for me. I'm too selfish. I got stuff going on.
Yep.
Then he met this Bella chick.
Hottie.
And, you know, somehow he got roped into it. Probably a bit because he did it like in the ring.
I've seen the TV show.
And then it's getting closer to the real day and he's right. Like, oh my God.
I've seen the TV show on E with, I don't
they
know.
They have a show?
I think it's called Total Divas.
Total Divas, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They never see each other.
Right.
I mean, they never see each other.
Well, right. They're on the road all the time.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
How could
they? But still, it is kind of intriguing.
Well, she talked about that.
He drafted a 75-page contract.
Well, I didn't know about that.
The headline just said that she had to apparently, in the contract, it said, get her stuff out of his house within a day.
Right.
Well, I didn't know about the contract, but
like,
I'll tell you what,
break up,
she definitely wanted kids, and she talked to him about kids,
yeah.
And he was not feeling it.
The other
he's
thing,
too busy filming Blockers, which is pretty funny.
The other thing,
so
that,
she's like, I'm out.
Right? The other thing I wanted to bring up, I mean, two things. Tristan Thompson, there's more news on Tristan Thompson.
Are there more thoughts?
Well, just and his sexting game
It's pretty straight.
Oh, is it on point?
Oh, it's a show, what he says in the sex.
Probably has so many.
You can't say Tiger Woods level.
He probably has so many dog shots.
Yeah. I had Valdez.
Read it. But the Cosby's defense, did you hear what Cosby's latest defense is?
I'd love to hear it.
So they're redoing the trial where he was, you know, roofying women and having sex with them.
Allegedly.
So his defense now is that he never liked sex.
Right.
Like the actual intercourse.
Right. So, whatever. God, can he just die? There aren't that many people I wish death on.
He is like 80.
There aren't that many people.
What did you think of the Tristan sexting?
Holy shit.
I think that's pretty standard sexting, though. Except he gets to brag about his big, long blank. No one else can really say that. Hey.
Hey,
Valdez, play that clip that we found yesterday.
It's making me slap. Look, a bunch of knees laughing.
Right.
He's very explicit.
You text Amy that all the time.
Right.
Hey, let me
I just say it might be a little bit bald later.
Hey. Why you can't? I didn't say anything.
You can't have fun anymore.
Well, hold on.
I can't even play the game.
Slow down. I think we should all copy that text and send it to our wives and see what and read our wives' responses on air.
All right, you go first.
No,
and then Eric goes second.
It's kind of tilting me that he's confusing then and them. I've noticed that.
He's kind of clueless.
Well, he went to school one year in Texas.
I'm too scared. Yeah. Hold on.
Hey, well, go run in there and grab it real quick. I'm gonna text Laura what's on there.
Right. I'm glad you'll do it. Play for Cakes. I think Cakes will
rip your clothes off.
Right.
And lay you down.
Yeah.
This is terrible.
Play for Cakes, because I think he'll get a kick out of this. Maybe Jason will, too. There's a commentator on Black Sports Online that just cracked me up just talking about the Tristan Thompson thing. Did you actually see the video?
I'm guessing it's Robert Littal. He's the guy that runs the site.
Oh, is that who it is?
He gives an enthusiastic thumbs
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I didn't know who it is.
Robert Littal, though, he started that site, and he's gotten so legit, he goes to like the NBA Finals now. And he'll raise his
hand.
Is he
like an icon there? Like
I don't know if he's an icon, but it'll go, Robert Littal, Black Sports Online, and it'll ask Greg Popovich a question.
Wow. So here you go. Here's him commenting on Tristan. This just made me laugh.
They caught your boy Tristan Thompson Kardashian slipping. That man is 6'11". Why he up in the club thinking nobody gonna see him with an IG model? You can't be that stupid, man. This may all be for the reality show. Cause nobody that sloppy. You can't be 6'11", play for the Cleveland Cavaliers, and think you're going to be able to slide in an IG model in your hotel while your girlfriend is a Kardashian pregnant in Cleveland. You can't be that dumb. Or can you?
That's a good point.
Dude, that's brilliant commentary.
I mean, you're 6'11", you don't fly under the radar. And you're as high profile as he is.
I played that clip probably four times to myself and chuckled.
You
and just
did?
Was knee slapping. Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know why anybody thought he was serious when he said he was set up.
No, I mean, of course.
I hope no one bought into that.
And so that woman,
did Valdez actually believe that?
Who
a little bit.
Who I guess just, you know, what's he gonna have a non-disclosure agreement
to zig
with
everybody? Zags. What?
Like, what is his expectations if he actually thought that it wasn't gonna get out there? I mean, these women just capture screen images of their text conversations or their Instagram conversations.
You can always
or their direct messages.
You can always say screen grab is Photoshop.
Right.
You can always say that.
That's the excuse that I'll use.
You can always say that. But what he can't hide from is the paparazzi video.
Right.
And pictures of him coming and going from hotels and girls making out with him. I mean, the guy's legitimately a moron.
Paparazzi.
All right. Let's.
Well, wasn't her marriage to, I might be mixing up the Kardashians.
A sham?
The one that married Chris Humphries.
No, that was Kim.
That was Kim. Yeah. That was like proven to be a sham, right?
I mean, I think they were married. I mean, I think they did love each other.
For like a month.
They did like each other for a little bit.
For a little bit, right.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think it was all fake.
It was a typical Kardashian relationship.
Yeah. I mean, they're the worst people. Let's go to Aaron in Middleburg. Aaron, what's up?
Middleburg.
Hey, what's going on, Junks?
What's up, man?
Hey, buddy.
Love Middleburg.
Hey, just was listening to you guys this morning about this having a massage therapist come in. My girlfriend's a massage therapist, so I thought she's trying to open up a business out here in Loudoun County.
Uh-huh.
Thought maybe I could.
Hey, what are you, a cuck?
Yeah.
Is she licensed, or she just gives a good massage?
Right. I need legit. Yeah. I can't have any fake, you know.
Does she have a legit business?
Yeah, we're opening up in Loudoun County in Purcellville.
Right.
All right. What's she look like?
Yep, we're going. She's hot. She's pretty damn hot.
All right, she's in.
Norwegian.
Bring her in tomorrow.
Norwegian.
You got a Norwegian?
Trump would be butt size.
You should do a mail order. How'd you meet her? How'd you meet her?
Definitely. I met her through some friends of mine.
Really? What, some friends on Craigslist?
No. Close friends of mine. She just moved back from San Diego. She used to live here, and she moved to San Diego about 10 years ago.
Better than Norwegian cruise line bit.
What is her name? Because she's going to have to replace the legendary Tatiana.
Does she have a hot name like Tatiana?
Hani.
Hami?
Hani.
Pretty good.
Oh, Hani.
Hani. From Masseuse.
Yeah. Hani the
That's
honey.
A pretty good name.
Yeah, like Hani Hanjour, one of the 9/11 hijackers.
Wait, I don't want
Jesus.
Well, it's the only other Hani comp I have.
No, but
sorry.
She said, didn't he say Hami?
Hani.
Hani. Yes. Hani.
Okay, his is only with one N.
One N, yeah.
Yes, there's a difference.
But you're right, it's very similar.
Yeah.
All right, can you cuck out your wife tomorrow? Bring her in tomorrow? No, I'm being serious. And her portable massage table or chair.
And we'll
pimp
her business.
And she'll do it during the show. She'll give Jason's shoulder a massage.
I can talk to her, and I might be able to do that.
All right. You mean might? Now you're backing off?
Well, he didn't think we were going to say
yes. I got to check with her. I'm, you know.
Isn't she your employee?
No, she's my girlfriend.
All right.
All right, you check with her and talk to Drab, our producer.
I'll have her call in.
No, I don't care about that. I don't care. If I want her to come in.
Yeah, I can get her to come in, and if you guys can help her promote her own place.
Is her nickname Puhani?
You all pull the Justin Tuck like
all right, stay on hold.
Like the dog in the stay movie when she comes in. You all pull the Justin Tuck move.
So
I just want to get a massage. Is it that hard to get a massage?
Her name's Hani, right?
Yes.
So at the end of the massage, will she give me this?
I know.
Wow. Yes.
If she does, let's put up
if she
curtain.
Does, she's hired.
Yeah. Are we getting dumped at all?
No.
Good.
No.
Love it.
Stupid.
All you got to do is look at Valdez's face when he looks uncomfortable.
Yeah. Well, Valdez right now is currently texting his wife, Tristan Thompson.
Yeah, she just called me back freaking out. I'm on the phone with her right now.
Oh, really?
What did she say?
Put her on the air.
She didn't laugh at one particular adjective.
What did she say? What did she piss at?
She said, she goes, was that for me?
She thought you might have said it to somebody by mistake.
Yeah, she thought I was doing a Tristan.
That's funny.
Didn't noodle that, did you?
No,
you
didn't.
You didn't think she would think you were texting somebody else. That's hilarious.
All right, who's up next?
She was confused by all my yas and thans. Awful grammar.
Did you take a screenshot of the text? That's what you should do. Send it, like, you know what I mean? A screenshot of the story.
Way to set it up for her. From the sound of it.
Huh?
Yeah. I will.
She was also confused when you said long.
Right. That's what I said. Certain adjectives.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Sam in Philly. I want to go to Sam. Sam, what's up, buddy?
Hey, morning, fellas. How's it going?
Hey, Sam.
Hey, we're doing all right.
I wanted to add to the ever-growing list of old man kick sayings, if I could.
Oh, please.
All right, what's the latest?
I have three Hoffers.
All the famous.
First one, he's the only one in my life that has ever talked about what he's going to utter during his death rattle.
What do you say?
Oh, what did I say I was going to? I can't remember.
No, it changes every time, but he's talking about when he's dying. What are the last words he's going to utter?
Yeah. I'll probably be shaking my fist at, like, Semyon Varlamov for losing.
So the old man's saying is just
utter.
Using the word utter.
Or death rattle.
Right.
Death rattle.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Number two is his beer at the end of the night is a bowl of loudmouth soup.
Well, I stole that, I think, from Dumb and Dumber. I like that one, though.
Right.
And number one, I had to Google this one. It's my new favorite. He just started saying it recently. Upset the apple cart.
He says it all the time.
I say that all the time.
Yes, you do.
I think he's getting me confused with JP.
I don't think JP says that.
Absolutely upset not.
The apple cart.
Is that even a thing, or is he combining two cliches?
Cliche.
What does that cliche mean? Where does it even come from?
You don't want to get people upset. You don't even need to throw in that.
No, but I mean, is the original derivation
the apple
like
cart?
Somebody
apple
bumping into an apple cart and they all spill?
Yeah, and they spill and it's a big mess.
You have said that before.
I'm fine with owning old man sayings. I've got a whole rack of them.
I think Bickle said one earlier today, too. I can't remember what it was.
I remember saying that a lot. Bickle definitely has the crow flies.
No, he didn't say that. He had an old man cliche earlier in the show today. Valdez, you remember
what it was? That's the nature of a cliche.
I think when the cows,
generally.
Cows come
home. There's no new cliche.
I think when the cows come home, you said that. That's so old man.
I said, hold on.
Yeah, you did say that.
Said, hold on.
You said, I would do something until the cows come home.
Yeah, you did say that.
At least I didn't say it's cotton picking hot outside.
Right, like the NBA commentator.
When they suspended him? Can you believe that?
I mean, it's just the air that we live in.
He just said it's cotton picking hot outside. They fired him.
Sam, what is your all-time favorite? Because those are three new ones to add to the list. What is your all-time favorite for Cake's old man sayings?
Of the old ones, I think shed my mortal coil. It's always
that's
about death.
That's a great one. That's
I need to write that out soon.
Yeah.
And I'll head out, but it's no lock bigger than when he hears the name Hani. He goes to Hani Hondor. Yeah, he's the only one on the planet. He goes
instantly.
Well, I've never used that before. I haven't.
You talked about Hani Hondor.
My mind is brilliant.
How many of the hijackers can you name?
Comedy mind.
How many can you name?
He probably
watched the looming tower.
Yeah, kind of cheating.
Muhammad was one of them.
Muhammad Atta was the ringleader.
Right.
I can name all the pilots. Hani Hondor was the pilot that crashed the plane into the Pentagon.
But you just said you watched with your wife last night.
I'll tell you, still impressive. Go ahead.
Nawaf al-Hazmi, that's right. One. Khalid al-Madar,
pronounce their names better than Bob McGilligan.
Bob McGilligan. And Ziad Jarrah, of course, he's the pilot of United 93 that
of
crashed.
Of course.
Man, he just knows everything about
terrorists. I actually remember that guy.
Yeah.
Didn't he just get married recently or something?
Yeah. He was like in love with his German girlfriend, and then he hijacked the plane and then nosedove it into the field in Pennsylvania.
Joined by Bob McGilligan.
All right, thanks for the call, bro.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, I'll take more later. Calls. Open line Thursday here on the Junks.
JP, we didn't even talk about the Rockets game last night. Harden went 2 for 18 and 1 for 10 from threes, and they still won by 20. Anthony Towns has been awful in two games.
I heard they were praising Harden's defense. Believe it or not,
I don't know. I didn't see
three steals and three blocks.
But
so Gerald Green had 21.
If you would have told me Harden was going to go 2 for 18 and 1 for 10 from threes, I would say they're probably going to lose the game.
Right. And they smoked them.
They won by 20.
Well, didn't the T-Wolves score like 80 or 81 points?
Yeah, it was like 102-82.
Yeah, I mean,
Carl Anthony Towns has 13 points in two playoff games.
What is going on there?
Is Clint Capella just shutting him down? What's the deal?
Well, I tell you what, he's not getting a lot of shots off, so maybe he is.
I don't know if it's a Capella thing. I read the Rockets' defensive philosophy, believe it or not, is they completely disrespect two-point field goals.
Right, they'll just let you have them all day.
So they'll switch on every pick and roll and give you a mismatch. So somebody like Carl Anthony Towns, who's 6'10", 6'11", close to a 7-footer, might have somebody who's 6'4 on him in the post, but they're like, go ahead, shoot your 50% from that 2-point.
We'll go down and hit a three. Yeah, we'll go down and hit a three, yeah.
And I think Carl Anthony Towns, he's kind of a new wave center. He's not as much as Porzingis, but he shoots from the outside.
He
knocks down threes. So
absolutely.
He might be forced. I'm guessing, I didn't watch the game, but I'm guessing maybe he's forcing himself down low where he's not as comfortable.
Yeah, he was. Yeah, he took three last night. They only took eight. They were 5 for 18 from threes. The Rockets were 16 for 52. Rockets took 52 threes last
Cakes
night.
Is desperate for NBC Sports Washington to have some video. He was laughing his ass off during the break.
Well, it was pretty funny.
Explain what you saw.
Well, I saw JP walk into the studio door, and I guess his hands were full. I don't know if he had like cereal or something.
I had a cup of water, and I had a protein bar.
Okay, so his hands are full. So he's attempting to sit down in his chair with his full hands instead of putting the items down on the table first, and he nearly falls out of his chair and spills himself and what's in his hands all over the floor. It was pretty close. I'm pretty sure NBC Sports Washington has captured it on a
video. Near wipeout. Physical humor just makes Cakes laugh more than anything.
This is funny.
I'm going to show it.
Oh, they did get it.
How do you think that's not funny?
Look at Cakes pointing at him.
Are we juvenile or what?
You go to NBC Sports Washington.
Can they replay that one more time,
please?
It's
just a simple video. I have
and then put that out as a meme.
I think I have a protein bar.
Tweet
one
it out.
That's a
May-May.
The correct pronunciation is May-May, please.
Yeah, please run that one more time, Doug, or whoever's pushing the buttons. So we could just enjoy that.
And you know it's going to be a May-May all day long on Twitter.
Here we go. JP sitting down.
Oops.
I've fallen.
Actually, I don't even think I have anything in my right hand.
No, you had a candy bar or something.
Oh, it's so funny. It's just funny. It's comic relief.
You got to remember that, man. Even when we're not on air, they're running.
All the time. They can see everything. They can hear everything,
audio.
Too.
Anything you're saying in here.
I've given up on that.
You know all the bad things you say about Doug, the producer back there?
They catch it all. No, but I do. I've just punted on that. Like, we'll have conversations that are brutal. Brutal. Like, maybe. And
they know everything about our lives.
And then you
pretty
just,
much.
Like, sometimes you got to go, dude, there could be, like, females listening on the other side, and what are you going to do?
We're just living our life.
Just to talk actual business, do you know what we actually
officially
punted
on? You're doing it off air.
Yeah, I don't know. What made me
What's the rule on that?
Nervous. I don't. They don't listen to us during the show, only after the show, from what they tell us.
Yeah, they're lying.
But someone told Eric the other day that our show was on during the commercial break at NBC News.
Oh,
NBC
Channel 4.
Nice.
No, it wasn't on during the commercial. No. Nobody was watching.
Like Erica Gonzalez was watching March.
No, it was like they had a billion monitors.
That's why I said
she's so
and
hot.
It was on one of the monitors, and they were like, why are you guys on our monitors? We weren't even on the air.
Mm. It was like 5:40
It was like 5:30 in the morning.
Mm-hmm. They just had our feed.
It was just
they
a glitch.
They had the feed from probably getting clips the night before. Someone didn't change the feed.
Right.
So you just never know. Like, what if I was in there scratching my Bozak? Or you know what I mean? Like, it's 5:30. We're not
that
on
all
air
the time.
Yet.
I do it all the time.
I could have been flashing Jackie Bradford, the GM of Channel 4. I wouldn't even know it.
What we've officially
Melissa
punted.
Malay's looking at you,
right.
Scratch.
Right.
What we've officially punted.
I mean, Jason didn't wear drawers.
And what's punting?
EB
what are we punting?
Used to bring this up to the management over at CSN, which is now NBC Sports Washington, was they never air our non-sports segments. It's impossible to watch one segment on the Best of the Junkies about, like, let's say the segment we had on Bob McGilligan's name.
Right.
That will not air.
In my opinion, they're not running the best segments.
Well, they're not running the spirit of the show. The show is, it's great. They're going to.
Did they change that at all?
They'll run the McGilligan interview.
Buckhantz.
They won't run the McGilligan after interview.
Right, the post.
No, they'll run Buckhantz.
They'll run Buckhantz. They'll run us talking about the Caps.
Right. They've been doing it more often.
They won't throw in the massage segment.
They definitely show all the comedian stuff. And yes, they have been doing a couple of like our fights and things like that.
They do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully they'll show JP angling for stuff for the studio,
yes.
But take it home in
that
a
would
suitcase.
Be great. There we go.
Well, I hope some school sees it or hears about it and sends us a box or something. I don't care
right.
who it is.
You're following up.
I don't care
right.
if it's Missouri State. I'll wear it.
Sure.
Eric, do you know that one time. A few months ago, I was in here like at 1 p.m., and one of the guys was coming in here to do some work, and he pulled me to the side and said, Drab, I just want you to know that when you're in that studio by yourself during the day, everyone's watching you, and a lot of times you're picking your nose.
Oh, no. That's dreadful.
Well, everyone, me?
No.
Drab.
From 10
you
to
make it about you. 10 to,
you know,
worse listener.
After the show, the feed never dies.
Well,
right.
Everyone picks their nose. Look, well, I'm doing it right now.
Well.
Yeah, but most people do it when they're not on camera.
Yeah. Everyone does it.
Yeah.
But when you get like a nice hold on. When you get
who doesn't pick their nose?
Yeah, but you do it in the bathroom.
All the girls that are back there at NBC Sports, they pick their nose.
I know, but they don't do it on camera like you just did.
I don't care. You think I care?
That was actually
I know you
disgusting.
Don't.
I don't care. Look.
What are you doing? Oh, you missed Eric. You missed it.
I know.
Oh my God!
He's so busy on his phone. It's unbelievable.
He's always on his phone.
I'm texting my buddy.
He actually, after you saw him dig deep, he then licked.
He ate a booger.
It's mine.
He ate a booger.
It's my boogie.
God, we actually might get thrown off the air for that.
This might be
like
a new
low. You might lose a TV contract. Yeah, I don't think you're allowed to eat a booger on TV.
I will.
I don't think he actually ate one.
Breaking new ground.
We're really going to take a huge pay cut if we lose it.
It's a very good point.
Duck says you can eat boogers.
Oh, you can.
Because that's legit?
Was it like a cornflake?
I don't think he had anything.
No.
Why are you dogs sleeping on what we're doing tomorrow on the show?
I know what we're doing.
Picking skins, wins, and losses tomorrow.
It'll be the fourth time we've
Ricky,
done it.
Why?
Because the schedule
comes
out
tonight.
The official dates come out.
Tonight, 8 p.m.
It's not going to change when they play them. I'll still have the same predictions.
What was your last one, like 1 and 15?
No, probably like 4 and 12 or something. I think they're poop.
All right.
Lurch's
we've done
favorite.
One for this year? I don't think we've done one
you
for
were
the
away.
Upcoming
we
season.
It when I made it away.
And then we're going to do another one after the draft.
Yes.
Because
yes.
I think on
and then we got to do one more final after week 4 of the preseason.
Because I think they're worse now than they were at the end of the season. I can even say, even if you said they're a little bit better at quarterback, some might make that argument. overall, I think they're worse. Because they haven't lost more guys than they've replaced.
All right,
but you might get more healthy bodies.
We have a comedian coming in tomorrow. Who is it?
It's Lurch's favorite comedian.
Ooh, hold
Pablo
on. John
Francisco?
John Witherspoon?
It is Pablo.
Pablo's in tomorrow?
Yeah. Nice. But, which is interesting because we got to ask him about getting stuck in the loop on stage.
Oh, you're not asking him about that. Well, you don't make it uncomfortable.
He's not
a shock jock game. I'm out.
I know you're out permanently. All you do is stare at your phone.
What is he talking about? I have no idea what he's talking about.
Because Pablo was high on drugs and kept saying the same thing over and over, and he wants us to ask him that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm not asking him that. You come in here and ask him that.
Oh. Well, Matt show ask him.
Yeah, you ask him.
He's just going to do his Mark Wahlberg voices and make me laugh.
He's going to do this. Boom,
boom, beach.
You think that's not funny when he does that?
His sister here to the Mike Tyson.
he's gonna do pot sticker zings.
Yeah. I'm not asking him
He'll do
about
Mr. Movie
the,
Phone.
You want to ask him about his
Magoo.
Worst moment?
Yes. He'll do the old, you think I do old man bits? He's going to do Mr. Magoo. He's going to make you laugh.
Casey Kasem.
You're going to laugh.
Right.
All right, we got to get out of here.
Do the movie voice guy.
Grand Danny next on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.